we look at this, let's just look at our application. One, celebrating Christ's birth. Celebrate is salvation. One of the things we do, and we'll do Sunday morning at my granddaughter's house, we're going up to Toledo and leaving on Tuesday. Faith and her husband are going up Monday night to help Becca get ready. But she asked us to be there. But one of the things we'll do on Sunday morning is sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Could we practice right now? Can you do that with me? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Now you're all practiced up. You can do it in your family. Amen? Tell your dad. Okay? So, it's good to be reminded. By the way, Faith bakes two cakes for Christmas. One of them has Happy Birthday Jesus on it. And there's times in which she's been able to share that with the neighbors and why they baked the cake. Not every time, but she does that. But the idea of celebrating Christ's birth, let's celebrate His salvation. His salvation. As you give gifts to others that you love. And I'm not going to ask you if you give gifts to people you hate. I hope that you have the joy in your heart to at least love them enough to give gifts from a pure heart. But also, share to others. Share to all to others about the Christ, about God's love gift to them, and which is offered to all men. Which is offered to all men. The fun thing is when I'm at restaurants is to ask if they go to church, then based on a church, I'll say, do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? Or if they go to a church that I think preaches Christ, I'll just ask, can I assume that you are my brother or sister in Christ because you know Jesus Christ as Savior? So I ask the questions. And with that, I can then share with them about Jesus if indeed they don't know Christ, or I pull out my evangelical card and walk them through if they have time. Sometimes they're too busy. But then if they know Christ, I share them the Evangelical card so they can share with others. See, our purpose is not just to tell them about Christ, but to help them to know how to tell others about Christ. But also, the third thing there, as you receive your gifts, how many enjoy receiving gifts? I do, because I think about the person that gave them to me. But as we receive the gifts, remember to receive eternal life. That to receive eternal life, you have to receive it. Just like a Christmas gift that's under the tree has your name on it. When does it really become yours? What? Well, I have it right here. When does it become yours? I hand it to you. When it becomes yours? Help her out? When you take it, reach out your hands and you take it, and then it's yours. It's yours. That's true with eternal life. That's true with eternal life. It's there. It's always been there. Has your name on it. And if you've never reached out and received it, you might have been praising God. You might have been singing about it. I did that for many years. From the time I was 11, I led songs in my church. And you've heard my story, not because I was good, but because I was loud, and they had no microphones. I sang songs about, I love to tell the story, there's power in the blood. I sang all the Christmas hymns, that I was the one that kind of led out on our caroling. But I had no relationship with Jesus Christ until at a hostile university, the end of my sophomore year. That's when I realized I was a sinner. And I needed to not just sing about that gift, not just talk about the gift, but reach out and receive the gift to me. just like you at Christmas time, becomes yours when you put out your hands, when you receive that gift, when you take it. That's true with Jesus Christ. So to receive our gifts, remember to receive eternal life with God. All we have to do is receive it. And just as you carry the spirit of Christmas, I encourage you to carry it all year long. Christmas shouldn't just be one day. By the way, it's great to take a day and celebrate Christmas. It is. But it's important that we carry that same spirit all year long. We need to live out the spirit of Christmas to all people. How do we do that? How do we do that? If you got your papers, write down some ideas that you could do to share that spirit. One is to share Christ with others. Share Christ with others. Two, bring him to church. Or to campus fellowship if you guys are part of one. That's another thing is to live out Christ-like. When we're offended, don't go off and pout. But just go to the side, pray, and go back. Ask questions. Don't make accusations. To pray for that person. Pray for your attitude. That's how we present Christ. How we encourage one another. Oh, how we pray for one another. Do we pray for one another? Do we ask God to bless, to encourage? Oh yeah, how we pray for ourselves. Lord, help me to be a testimony to those I'm with today. That they might see you in my actions and reactions. Lord, help me to love you and how I live. How do we do it? How do we show Christ all year long, Christmas all year long? Be willing to give of yourself to others when they have needs. It's easy for us to give ourselves to our grandkids, right, John? And hopefully we do it. Those who are parents, to give ourselves to our kids. And those that are kids, to give yourselves to your parents, all your brothers and sisters. Sometimes that's tougher to do at times. But we need to give of ourselves. That's what Christ did. And he did it. It was his plan. Again, the Creator God, who is everything in heaven, came down to be cared for as a baby, born in a stable, not in a mansion, not in an opulent bed, but in a manger, in straw. Hey, because he loves us. That's the last thing. How do we show? How we show Christ is to love one another and to be able to say, I love you. Now, maybe you're not as crazy as I am, but can you at least say that within your mind? I love that friend. I love that brother. I love that sister. And be able to show it in how we act to each other. Christmas. I pray you have a great Christmas on Wednesday. I pray you do. Or Christmas Eve over in